This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
My favorite part of the start of any show is when the song to open the show comes on and Jimmy looks at me with a sense of pride, but it's not complete pride because he doesn't know exactly how I'm going to react. Every now and then I'll be like, why are you starting the show with that song? And he kind of looked at me glowingly like, football, get it? And I do, Jimmy. Nice job out of you. We're here. Football's here. I've got bigger worries, though, because I've got this parlay working on this noon Marlins game. Mm-hmm. So I have a three-leg parlay, and I had Kyle Stowers to get at least one hit. He's done that. But then I have Sandy Alcantara over 2.5 earned runs. All of a sudden, today, he decides to throw a gem. Marlins are leading 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh. My guess is he doesn't make it out there for the eighth. So I think Sandy's probably done, as is my parlay. The third leg is Pete Crow Armstrong getting a hit this afternoon with the Cubbies. So I'm going to probably have to chase this parlay. So I'm in the unenviable position. Usually I just want pitchers to throw a complete game every now and then.
Right.
I want Sandy to come back in the eighth to get rocked, which is a weird feeling. And not get rocked. And just give up 2 earned runs.
Just win your parlay. Help you with your parlay.
Yeah. I mean, is that so wrong, everybody? That's so wrong. Crowder is just joining us momentarily. And Zach Gelb is going to be on the show today. Adam Schefter is going to be on the show today. So we are full throttle. Football, man. Full throttle football. Dolphins were on the field today. Couple of injuries. Wasn't great news. Anyone who believes the Dolphins are cursed probably watched what happened today and said, yes, I was right. They're cursed. Somebody was airlifted out of there. Yeah. And Artie Burns, cornerback, UM guy, looks like he's got a torn ACL, which... not great for the first day of practice.
Not great.
Usually, not great. You know, you'll suffer some dings, but to have one guy airlifted to a hospital and another one tear an ACL wasn't the start to actual physical activity that I think the Dolphins or Dolphins fans were looking for. So we'll keep an eye on that. And we'll have the latest for you as it happens. Matt Mervis. He hit another ding dong last night for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Yeah.
And we will not shadow ban that fact today. A couple other things going on. I'll get to it all. I'll get to it all later on in the program today. Josh Appel desperately wants to come on and defend watching Goodfellas in the afternoon yesterday. So we'll have him. We're just too busy today. We'll have him on tomorrow. Omar Kelly wants to come on. And again, we need to talk Dolphins camp with him, but he did not like the movie Superman. I'm a super fan of Superman. And Omar Kelly falls into the other camp. He saw it yesterday. And a couple other things going on as well. I'm finally going to get a chance to visit the Varsity in Atlanta. Heading out there in a couple of weeks because AFC Bournemouth, my Premier League team, is playing in Atlanta. And I was invited to come and sit and watch the game with my Bournemouth friends. And so I immediately got on the blower with the Ticket Wizard and Mrs. Wizard. And we put together a little couples weekend in Atlanta up the cherries, but I'm going right to the Varsity.
Nothing better. I mean, a week, a little footy in the ATL, and then you hit the Varsity, Hawk. Nothing better, man.
I mean, outline a better weekend for me. Can you? You can't.
I don't think I can.
So what do we know about these Dolphins injuries? I know it was Adam Schefter who reported probably torn ACL for Artie Burns.
Yeah.
Who's the guy who was airlifted?
Baron Matos.
And how do I know him?
So he was on, he played in training camp a season ago, but he's never taken a snap in the NFL. I believe, and the texters will tell me if I'm wrong, he's from the DR, I believe. He's from the Dominican Republic. He was on the team last year for training camp, has never taken a snap in the NFL.
And we don't know exactly why he was airlifted, right? Nobody really seems to have details.
So there is one tweet, and I think, you know, his name is, and this is the official team statement, that Matos is in stable condition, but they declined to say anything about the nature of his injury. Al Butler, he runs an account, All About Sports, and I think he used to cover Alabama sports. So I know he was very familiar with Tua Tagovailoa. I don't know if you're familiar with his account, Hawk, but
I am not.
He did tweet, and you know, this is a journalist, so this isn't just like a random fan, that Matos had a collision with a teammate at practice and suffered loss of feeling to his right side.
Oh, gotcha. So probably precautionary. Probably
right.
Some sort of stinger.
Right.
And in a precautionary maneuver, they airlift him out of there. There's Crowder signing in from, I believe, the beautiful city of Tampa, Florida. Am I correct?
Tampa, Florida. IMG Academy.
Look at you. You got a little dorm room there at the IMG Academy?
They have a hotel on campus. This is crazy. They have their printing money at IMG.
Yeah. That's a that's like a conveyor belt to the bigs, huh?
Yeah.
And they actually met with us this morning because Ava's at the basketball camp, and the coach wanted to meet with us, and he was like, we want Ava to, you know, we would love Ava to come here. And Asia's talking about curriculum and education. I was like, man, how much money does this cost?
Right, how much is this going to cost?
Yeah, well, let's talk turkey. I love the education.
But it's the best. I have to tell you, it's like, and we've gone through it, you know, David's going to be a senior in college, but it is a great business model to create something that people want to go to, and you decide whether you'll accept them or not, and then you charge them an exorbitant amount of money.
Yeah,
and you tell some people, yeah, you can't go.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, we really want you here. $90,000 a year. And you're like, wow, we did it. What a great business model.
That's what they did. They were like, she's 12. We moved her up to the 14U. She's still scoring points on the older girls. We'd be great to develop her for the next 6 years. So how much are these 6 years about to cost me? $500,000? Like, what are we talking about here?
Right. But it's an investment, because sometimes, honestly, no joke, you can invest that $500,000 thinking that now she goes to the WNBA, she'd have to play 70 years to make that back. But if she were to do something else, yeah. The investment can hopefully pay off.
Yeah, I'm looking up the tuition, Crowder, and I won't publicly state it, but anybody can Google it, and it'll run you about $500,000, bro.
Yeah, you can publicly state it. My guess would be $80,000 to $90,000 a year.
Yeah, between 70,000 to 96,000, but boarding students, which again, you guys don't live there, so she'd have to get room and board, would be closer to the 95 than the 70.
Yeah, seems like she's gonna be in Davie.
But bro, private schools all over, especially South Florida. I went to private school. My parents sent me to the cheapest possible private school in the Kendall.
I sent DJ to the cheapest possible private school, public school.
Yeah, 100% correct, Hawk.
My private school when I was going there, and bro, I graduated high school, whatever, like 12 years ago. Wasn't that long ago. I don't know. They're paying $6,000, $7,000. Bro, even my private school now is like 15, 16.
They're all crazy. They're
Ransom, crazy. Gulliver.
You know what
Lord,
it is to go to UM? 60, forget about like 50. Private K through 12. Do you know what it is to go to UM?
30.
It's like 95,000 a year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. UM is one of the most expensive schools in the country.
That's crazy. I know that American Heritage is more expensive than University of Florida in-state tuition.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That doesn't make sense, Hawk. Is your ninth grade?
Well, so that's one of the reasons we sent DJ to public school, K through 12, because if he did decide to choose a private school for college, then I could kind of justify in my head, okay, well, you did public school K through 12, and so I didn't spend all that money during those years. You'll have it for your later, which is what he ended up doing. He chose a private school, and so I had to kind of bite the bullet. But yeah, public school's fine.
It's fine. But if some people genuinely believe in like that network of a private school, and like Columbus, I think, is a great example, or Bel Air is a great example. Like the network of people who go there.
St. Andrews here in Boca, Pinecrest in Boca. I don't, if you do have the money, I mean, you are buying a network for life. And that's like, you know.
And they,
unfortunately, the only network the Hawkman can get you in touch with is the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Yeah, they did a hell of a sale on me this morning. You know, Kenyon Martin Jr. went here. Zach Edey went here. You know, CC Sabathia's son comes here. I'm like, damn. They all have way more money than me, sir. I don't know if you know this. I'm more financial based on my decisions.
I think I overstated UM. Because it says here, I'm looking on Google AI overview, $375,000 for 4 years. So that's not 95 a year.
It's like 60 something. I know, because my best friend, Michael, who just finished residency, went to UM. And now he's a doctor. He's literally got his first job in Atlanta, Hawk. He'll be there in September.
Oh, I can't wait to see him at the varsity.
Congrats to him. But we keep joking like, oh, congrats. You're a doctor. You're paying off your UM bills for the next student loans for the next 15 years anyway.
Yeah. In debt forever.
I have no idea how Lyle Hawkman was able to send me to the University of Miami.
Fabrics. I told you before. You told us.
Fabrics.
Do you remember the conversation we had that we had
with Bill
Hawk? That your dad was
selling. It's strange that he, because the tuition even back then was expensive, but he always paid it in cash, which was weird.
You said your dad had a muscle. He had muscle.
No, we didn't. I was the muscle. No, I was with him when we stopped. You around. Said. No, one, Lenny LaPietre was not the muscle.
Lenny was the muscle. You had a lady that was the numbers lady. She picked Gloria. Up the cash. Yeah. Oh, your dad's so dope. I don't know if you want to admit this or not.
Lenny LaPietre. I went to mess with him. I'll tell you that. I didn't get mouthy with Lenny LaPietre. I may have had the Hawkman last name, but Lenny LaPietre ran the warehouse.
Every movie has the cover. Textiles. Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, paying my son's $50,000 tuition off textiles. Yeah.
So we were talking right before you signed on. One of the Dolphins was airlifted. Was, according to one report, numb on one side. I'm guessing a stinger. What was his name again?
Bayron Matos.
So he was a crazy first day of physical activity. Matos gets airlifted to a hospital, and Artie Burns seemingly has torn his ACL, according to Adam Schefter. he went down. I don't know if anybody's seen the accounts of it. Went down, slammed his helmet on the ground.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was aware something was wrong. Adam Schefter, who's going to join us today, tweeted torn ACL, looking for a second opinion. So.
You can feel the pop. I tore my ACL four times. You know when you tear your ACL. Yeah. Soon as it happens, you know it.
Yep.
Sandy Alcantara is not in the top of the eighth, so I've lost my parlay. Guy pitched a gem thanks to me because I bet him over 2.5 earned runs. That had to be his best outing of the year.
Oh, easy. By far.
Yeah. Easy. Well, we'll get it back on Pete Crow Armstrong at 2. Oh, my God. I think that's underway. What the hell are we doing here? Hey, Sony, pay attention, will you?
We're telling Sandy jokes 2 years removed from a Cy Young. This is crazy.
Cubs game underway already? Man.
You went all right, I got 7 innings, minutes. 4 hits, 4 Ks for Sandy Alcantara. 0 earned runs, 0 walks as well. Definitely the best outing of the year.
Oh,
how about a Pete Crow Armstrong, Seiya Suzuki, both to get a hit parlay?
I learned about PCA, and I don't know who Sui Suzuki is, but ride with him.
Any relationship to, and I'm not joking here, Ichiro?
I have no idea.
Lana, don't. What?
Well, they have the same last name, Crowder.
You think they jive?
That's just that. All Smiths are related. All Johnsons are related.
No,
oh,
but,
come
but
on,
if,
man.
If there's a Japanese
stop
baseball
it.
Player.
Don't put him on the defensive.
Hey, konnichiwa, brother.
That's fun. I just put $79 on a PCA Seiya Suzuki, both to get a hit parlay. Now we got to see if this Cubs game's on TV. Yeah, go Marlins also.
Yeah, Hawk, that bankroll looking low.
That's where the 79 comes from. So I had 379 left in there. So I'll take it down.
I was about to say, well, you bet 66 is 54. Yeah, that
I know. This is the worst feeling.
Yep. Now you know why DJ went to public school.
I would have loved to send him to private school, but the Hard Rock Bet app wasn't up yet. let's get headlines here. Zach Gelb is going to join us this hour. I want to talk about football with him. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, If you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, this Hard Rock app, they're freezing me out because Matt Mervis had another ding-dong last night, but you can't bet player props on minor league baseball on the Hard Rock app. Freezing me out. I sent the highlight of his ding-dong to several people. Rob Pizzola said that guy is the Barry Bonds of the minors.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Cuno said you can't shadow ban Aura.
But do you really need the bat flip in the minors?
Heck yeah.
It's a hawk.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, man. Give the fans what they paid for.
Hawk, there was 14 people in the stands.
That place was packed, and it's ridiculous Hawk, what Mervis is
don't
doing.
Lie, don't lie. Don't lie. Packed. Hawk, I saw the video.
That place was packed. I'm going to look at it again.
14 people, and six of them didn't know they were at a baseball game.
Stop it. Knock it off. How dare you?
Take me home.
So we're going to listen to McDaniel sound today. And
down the line. Peter's looking up. It's out of here. A long home run for Matt Mervis. And just like that, Jacksonville takes the lead. 3-2 here in the
city. A jillion people there.
A jillion. It was maybe a person named Jill, but there was not a jillion people in that stadium.
Hey, what the hell's up with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp shadow banning the Mervis fans? Like, I'm the only person who responds to any of their tweets ever. Literally ever. Anytime they post a Matt Mervis highlight, I respond with our Matt Mervis militia graphic. I'm excited. I follow them. I interact with them.
What are you talking about? You swore him off.
Well, I'm back on the bandwagon anytime.
Well, welcome aboard. We've been waiting for you.
Anytime they post about him, I'm trying to show them that, hey, there's some support coming down here from Miami. Die hard.
You're trying to show them
fans.
That you want a free hat is what you're trying to show
yeah.
them.
Hey, yeah. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, send us some free swag. We're the only ones talking about you. Literally, I did get
a DM from Matt Mervis that said, thank you for the support.
All right.
That's worth it.
Okay. Can he send us a free hat?
You just want a free damn hat.
Well, no. How many
he
radio
still got
shows?
Some of that majors money.
How many radio shows or podcast shows are talking about the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp?
Not
as
enough.
As much as we do, we talk about them every day on this show, and they can't even like one tweet. Get out of here, Jumbo Shrimp. Send us something.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Go Jumbo Shrimp. Just I got to edit some stuff around when I send that to them. So I want to end it on a high note. All right. I'm just going to give you like the spark notes of what happened today. Other than the injuries, we covered that. But Mike McDaniel spoke today. Tua Tagovailoa spoke today. Yesterday, Bradley Chubb, when he spoke to the media, he said that McDaniel's message to the team about outside noise, right? Like critics. They talk. We do. That was McDaniel's message to the team. They talk, we do. So he was asked about it today, and he said, quote, we're over talking because what is there to talk about? We have to do work.
All right. I'm down with that. That works for me.
No, Perfect message. Like, yep. Yeah, you got to go win. Now it's a numbers game now. He understands that for his job, too.
Right. No one wants to hear me talk anymore. We didn't want to hear you talk, and we liked you.
Well, you go on tangents.
I'm just teasing. We like you. I like Coach McDaniel.
I'm sure we'll see. They talk, we do on a hat at some point or on T-shirts around Dolphins camp very soon.
And if things go south quickly, you'll see a they talk, we do do.
What's a little poop emoji?
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa spoke openly about Tyreek Hill. This is funny because Jordan Brooks, one of the linebackers, he was asked, he spoke today, quote, I don't think any trust was lost with Tyreek Hill is what he said. Also, he said that the idea that any trust was lost is more of, quote, outside narrative. And then Tua later takes the mic and he's like, yeah, our relationship with Tyreek Hill is still a work in progress. When you say the things that you said, you know, it takes more than just, hey, I'm back. I'm sorry, guys. Like, it's a work in progress with everybody inside that building.
I loved that. Yeah. I watched Tua talk about Tyreek, and I was like, wow, there's a QB who is in complete control, who's not worried about deferring anything to anyone. Because to say that, yeah, because he said, this isn't a case of just saying my bad and everything's forgotten. Mm-hmm. And he's right. Like, Tyreek quit on the team. Tua's the leader. He's your quarterback. And for him to say publicly, hey, man, you can't just say my bad and everything's good. I loved it.
To that point, because I did see Tua's video. If they don't forgive him, like, what's going to happen? Like, what's the consequences if they don't forgive him?
Nothing. But you can just say that. Like, you can say, yeah, I don't look at him the same way. That's fine. Not going to not throw him the ball. It's not going to affect. Like, that's fine. But I love the fact that Tua was like, yeah,
I got you.
You turn your back on the team, I'm not giving you a free pass. Maybe someone else on the team will. Maybe younger guy will. I'm not giving you a pass on that. That's the way I took it. And I like that because I want my quarterback to have those cojones to say to a superstar like Tyreek, yeah, I'm not giving you a pass. Like, that was some whack BS that you pulled.
Yeah.
And publicly or privately, I'm not giving you a pass.
The accountability.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I think. We talk about the leadership role and all that, the accountability. Like I said, it was never get to meetings on time because Nick Saban would find me. It was get to meetings on time because Zach Thomas would cuss my ass out. If I'm not on meetings, if Zach Thomas and Bonnie and Jeremiah and them. So to try to be that guy now, but even with that with Tua, like we say, can McDaniel, can a zebra change its stripes? Can McDaniel now be a hard ass when he was a fluffy, happy, huggy coach for 4 years? Can Tua now change the narrative on himself that he's going to hold?
I believe an athlete can. I believe an athlete, a quarterback who started, you know, with the organization as a rookie and has watched several iterations of the organization under his watch. Like, I think he's got much more of a chance of changing what he's like than a head coach. My personal opinion, I think as a youngster grows into the position, I think McDaniel could have an attitude change with a different organization. I'm not necessarily certain he could do it within the Dolphins organization.
Yeah. Tua got braids, too.
He looked good to me, man. I thought he looked good.
He looks good.
Thin, looked fit. Yeah.
He looked
but,
good.
But gotta is run.
He, is he thin? Don't do that.
Yeah, rushing overs, man.
Oh, my Don't goodness. Do that.
Rushing
oh,
overs. Not, what? No, you're not in no. agreement with me on the rushing oh, overs? Hawk,
do not break the pocket. Throw the ball away.
Hawk. Don't do this again, man. Don't do this.
You guys don't want free money. Don't get the rushing overs.
He always goes too far.
More money for me.
Yeah. Hey, he looks, no joke, he looks.
Tell Ava, sorry, but maybe Uncle Marky will be able to pay that IMG tuition.
He looks lean. He looks lean, but like bulky, like a lean cut. You know, his arms are like chiseled, but he looks like he put on weight. I like what I saw from Tua today, man.
Somebody DMs me, Hawk, you moron. $375,000 a year for 4 years is $93,000 plus per year, virtually $95,000 a year, which is what you said. So I did have it right.
Do you say lean, bulky?
I know it sounds counterintuitive, but it looks like he put on weight, but it's like just straight muscle. And he looks
lean to me, but fit. He didn't look scrawny. Some people can look lean and look scrawny. He did not look scrawny.
Yeah, you can't be lean and bulky.
No, I know it sounds weird, but that's what it looked like to me. Like he looks like he's like a little stocky still, like his normal stocky self, but he leaned out. So he just looked cut. I like it.
You're weird.
Listen, we all saw your legs in that picture in the pivot yesterday.
Hey, man, I'm losing
talk
calf.
About lean?
I'm losing calf.
Stop skipping leg day for 6 years.
Yeah, 6, 11. I ain't doing a damn squat. For what?
Luckily, the greatest calves in sports media is coming up next. You can ask Zach Gallup about,
you ain't lying then.
About his calf workout.
He's calfy.
Yeah.
The only other big news locally, Messi and Jordi Alba will not participate in the MLS All-Star Game tonight. I kind of outlined that to you guys yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's kind of a bigger story here. The rule, according to the MLS, you don't play in the All-Star Game and you're not out because of like an injury, right? You're suspended for a game. Well, guess what? Inter Miami's final MLS game before League's Cup takes over and they pause the MLS season is Saturday against Cincinnati, a pretty big matchup and an important game in the Eastern Conference. Let's see what the MLS is all about. Are they going to suspend Messi?
Oh, they're not going to change the rule for them. They're sitting out. They know that they're not going to be able to play, and that's fine. That's a decision they've made.
We'll see.
They're not changing the rule for them.
No, you can't set a precedent. They can set a precedent.
Okay.
Marlins are leading 3-2 now. Whoever came in for Alcantara gave up a run.
All right. Your weather? It's 90 degrees in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. It'll be a little cooler tonight. That's your weather.
Zach Gelb and his calves will join us in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Zach Gelb hosts Afternoons nationally on the Infinity Sports Network, and he joins us Wednesdays from the WFAN studios in New York City. Crowder was in New York City on Monday for the Happy Gilmore premiere. Did he call you up, Gelby? Did Crowder reach out to you when he was in your big city?
Yeah, I don't even let my hopes get up anymore that whenever Crowder's in town, then he's going to hit me up. You know, once you reject me that many times, I'm not a desperate person. So, you know, just Crowder.
He just doesn't care for you.
No, I do care. I'm in New York for 14 hours at a time.
That's a long time.
Work. Well,
that's a long time.
I met Shooter McGavin. John Cena, he blew me off. Yeah, I don't like John Cena anymore.
You met Sandler himself. I saw the
picture.
You know what? I'm actually beefing with Adam Sandler right now. Because when I first met Channing Crowder at a Radio Row, actually, I interviewed Adam Sandler, and I was in high school at the time, and Sandler told me I was a cute kid and I would be in one of his movies one day, and I never got the call to be in one of his movies.
Was that the Radio Row in Miami?
No, it was in Indianapolis, another place that Crowder probably never left his hotel room unless it was to go to do the show, honestly.
Or to take a cab ride with Sid.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. But Sid will get you in some stuff now. I don't know how he found trouble in Indianapolis.
I actually think that was the Super Bowl where it was the shot heard around the world. A little punch.
It was
Super Bowl. I think that was the one.
Was one where Nick Bermudez whooped Sid's tail in the taxi.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Now Sid's going to be in like Trump's cabinet or something coming up.
They've
in a few
both
years.
Gone on to do great things. Gelb, so if you had to seed the AFC East, because you've got all this football talk going on right now, because we had Ben Volen on earlier in the week from the Boston Globe, and he had Bills 1, Patriots 2, Jets 3, Dolphins 4. If you had to seed the AFC East, how would you do it?
When you had Ben Volen on, did he?
It was
before.
It was before, and I don't think he'd have the Patriots number two anymore after Mike Vrabel read him the Riot Act.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it is number one, the Buffalo Bills; number two, the New England Patriots; number three, the Miami Dolphins; and then in at number four, it would be the JETS Jets.
Do you believe in the Jets? Because when Ben put the Jets over the Dolphins, I'm like, it's Justin Fields. Like, I don't know. I don't believe in Justin Fields. He was in Chicago, you know, Hawks, a Bears fan and all. We've been arguing about it. But even that, like, is Justin Fields going to take a team to double-digit wins? I can't see that, Gil.
You know, you hear about Justin Fields. All right. They want to blame it in Chicago. Totally understand it. The Bears are a mess. Then he goes to Pittsburgh, and he was winning games when they ended up going back to Russell Wilson, which never made any sense to me. And if they really wanted to bring him back, they could have this year, and they elected not to do so. So now it's another opportunity where it's like, all right, let's see if this Justin Fields thing could work again. We know he could run the football, but it's still the arm is a major question mark. And I look at the New York Jets. Yeah, they have Garrett Wilson, who is phenomenal. Breece Hall is a good running back. And that defense showed that they were overrated last year. I know Sauce Gardner just got paid and he needs a big bounce back season, but they do have good players. It's not as if they don't have a ton of talent. They do have some talent, but am I expecting for Justin Fields to be the long-term answer in New York? No, I think this is probably a 5-7 win team, if I'm just being honest with you guys.
I think I asked you the exact same question, probably the exact same segment last year, like going into camp. And I'll ask it to you again. The Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen's great. They're going to win the division as long as he stays healthy, obviously. And look, even last year, we all expected this massive drop off. The defense isn't going to look the same. They lost all their weapons. No Stephon Diggs. And they looked even better. And I expect them to look better this year. I do, truthfully. But if they don't win the AFC, like, what do they do? Do they just chalk it up to, well, Patrick Mahomes, legendary, and we just got caught at the wrong time? Or do they go try to replace Sean McDermott? Like, is that even worth it? Because they're where you want to be. They're contending every year. They're clearly good enough to win a Super Bowl. And I don't think Sean McDermott is a bad head coach. But if you can't ever get over the hump at some point, like, isn't that the obvious change?
I think the Buffalo Bills, because what, they went like 18 or 20 years without making the playoffs until Sean McDermott arrived. I still think they're operating in fear of what life is like without Sean McDermott. I think Sean McDermott is a good head coach in this league. Not very good, not great. And I actually wanted the Eagles to hire him, and instead they hired Doug Peterson and ended up working, and the Eagles ended up winning the Super Bowl. But the Bills right now are where the Colts were at before eventually Peyton Manning got through and they had that comeback in that AFC championship game in 2006, where they just keep on running into the bully, and you just need 1 year for the bully to have a little weakness, and then you find a way to get past them, and then you win the Super Bowl. But even if you get past Kansas City, as, for example, the Bengals did a few years ago, the Bengals ended up losing in the Super Bowl. So I don't think McDermott is going anywhere. Josh Allen is the second best quarterback in the NFL as we enter this season. But you're right, Solana. If they don't get to the Super Bowl and win it, it's as if they're stuck, just like how Peyton Manning was for all those years until he eventually broke through and won a Super Bowl with the Indianapolis Colts.
Gil, after Josh Allen, because you got Buffalo, you got the Giants, and you got the Jets, who's the second best quarterback in New York?
Oh, boy. That's an interesting way to ask it, because even though Buffalo is in New York, being here in New York City, and I know the Jets and the Giants play in New Jersey, the New York teams are considered the Jets and the Giants. I would actually, ooh, wow. I guess you got to go Russell Wilson. Here's how I'd rank it. If I just did 1, 2, 3, 4. In a number one, obviously Josh Allen. In a number two is Russell Wilson. I would then go Jackson Dart, who I'm not a big fan of, 3, and then Justin Fields, 4.
We were talking before the show started today. What did you think? I was very impressed with Tua today at his media availability, where he said about Tyreek Hill, like, yeah, this isn't something, you know, talking about, you know, kind of quitting in the last game of the season last year. He said, this isn't something where you say my bad and everything's good. You've got to earn back everyone's trust. I thought it was impressive on Tua's part to do that publicly and not just give him a pass and say, no, we love him, he's our teammate. What'd you make of that?
It's about time someone in that organization actually shows some balls. Like, if I'm just being honest there, because if Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel make this guy, Tyreek Hill, a captain this year, those two guys who don't know the difference between their elbow and their ass really don't know the difference between their elbow and their ass. With what he said at the end of the year, you cannot make this guy a captain this year. I don't even care if the players vote him as a captain. You say, no, that's not happening on our watch. And good by Tua Tagovailoa to kind of speak out, because I would not trust Tyreek Hill. And I think it is inevitable that the moment when the Dolphins go through a rough patch this year, he is going to be an a-hole like how he was at the end of the season. I think he's a ticking time bomb. And, you know, the reason why is he left Kansas City. I know his stats have been better, but he's not doing any winning. And when you get that taste of what it's like to be in the penthouse, and now you are in a outhouse situation in Miami, even though it's a beautiful place to live, but you get it from the football terminology, he's going to be thinking about what he once had. And I think that this experiment with the Dolphins is basically over. And at some point this year, he's going to do something stupid with this football team and to be a malcontent in that locker room.
It sounds like you don't think Mike McDaniel has a good grasp of things.
Oh, no.
On what you said. What you
no.
Said.
If Mike McDaniel said, hey, you know, come take a walk with me, I'll lead you and we'll go find something really cool to go explore for the day, I'll just go the opposite way. I'm not a believer in Mike McDaniel.
Wow. Were you ever? I can't recall.
Here's the thing with Mike McDaniel. And I've always said this. And right, he was the popular guy, right? Everyone thought he was funny. And I respect his story, right? And I know about his story. And I don't want to disrespect him that way, because what he's gone through to get to where he is, it's very impressive with the adversity that he's fought through in life. But I always thought I was on the outside of an inside joke with Mike McDaniel. And that's why he just gave me like the ick whenever I would hear him speak. Probably how some people feel like when they listen to my radio show. But
most of the listeners. On
yeah. Yeah. I just got an ick for Mike McDaniel. And now it's being proven true.
And Gelb, something me and Hawk were talking about earlier, like Tua now to become a leader and to become a vocal and to become a guy that's going to check other guys for accountability. He hasn't done that. That hasn't been him. He was a come to work and do my job guy. Can a player play 4 or 5 years and change what they're doing, change their outlook of what the teammates feel about them?
I think so, just because, right, Tua was young. He had to deal with all the head injuries and right, the other injuries going back to college with the hip. And I think sometimes it just takes a while to find your voice. Now, Tua was the guy at Alabama, and he kind of went down a path the last few years where he had to overcome probably the most adversity that he's ever faced. So now I think Tua is just kind of looking at it as, you know, who knows how many more years. I know they just signed him, but who knows how many more years I'll get the opportunity to be the guy in Miami. So let me do it my way now. And I think you just see some more comfortability, and you sometimes have a guy who's a quarterback, right? Supposed to be the alpha, but it takes some time through age and through some experience in this league to really become an actual bona fide leader.
I'll ask you the big if question. If he stays healthy, can the Miami Dolphins, in your mind, led by Tua Tagovailoa, healthy Tua Tagovailoa, compete?
Like be a fringe playoff team?
No, I'm talking about compete. Like go beat the big dogs. Go beat the Chiefs or the Bills or the Ravens or whoever in the AFC. Can they compete?
No, I think if everything went right for the Miami Dolphins this year, they are a wild card team and they probably lose on wild card weekend. I think the super duper success for the Dolphins this year would be winning a playoff game. But if you put a gun to my head and said, do the Miami Dolphins win a playoff game this year? I would say no way.
They've got talent on this roster, Gelb. I think you might be sleeping on them a little bit.
Running back room, I like Devon Achane. You have Jalen Waddle, who I like a lot. Tyreek Hill, he's a talented player, but he's been a problem. Tua is a good quarterback. Line still a question mark. And defensively, you know, who's lining up in that secondary? Solana and Crowder with all of his bad knees and his bad ankles that I hear about
It is possible. Geez. At this point. But if you think about my fat ass in that secondary, game, what's the difference?
Okay, they've done that before. Did they have like 70 something points against the Broncos? You had
they
that workout that year.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I got a 305 call earlier. It said spam likely. That might have been the Dolphins.
Is that why you were screaming right before you came on? Hawk, you weren't in the room, but Solana and I were talking about this offensive line, and all of a sudden I just heard like a loud noise come from Channing Crowder. I thought he got murdered or something in that hotel room.
Yeah, PTSD talking about the offensive line. It just comes out of him every now and then.
Yeah.
Eichenberg.
Our guy Josh Appel had never seen the movie Goodfellas, and he watched it yesterday at 3 p.m. Wow. Is that really watching Goodfellas if you sit down at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday and go, oh yeah, now I watched Goodfellas?
No, I think you need like a cocktail or a little bit of a smoke late at night, or you could be on like a long flight. For example, I've never seen the movie Casino, and I was told about the movie Casino a lot because one of my favorite restaurants in Vegas is Piero's, where they shot that staircase scene there. And Piero's a phenomenal restaurant. It's old school Italian joint. So I watched Casino on my way to Denver last week when I was going to a bachelor party, and it was very enjoyable.
One of my all-time favorite movies. But that if you're on an airplane, you can actually focus on a movie. Yeah. I'll give airplanes a pass because you can focus on a movie. I think airplanes actually make good movies better and bad movies worse because you're so focused on it. But if you're at home, it's South Florida, it's sunny out, it's 3 p.m, you're not watching Goodfellas. I'm with you. Gotta be nighttime, and you're right. You gotta have a little funky Buddha or a little something.
I'll give Appel a break. Here's why. He's gotta get it in now, right? Isn't his wife pregnant? Aren't they expecting a kid? So soon you're not gonna be able to watch any movies. So whatever time Appel gets,
you can,
I think you gotta take it to advantage.
Watch movies because the kid ain't sleeping.
Yeah, but I don't know. Appel in the middle of the night, I think he's a helicopter dad now, and he's just surrounding that baby, making sure nothing goes wrong.
He's going to be a helicopter dad.
He is totally going to be a helicopter dad.
And Hawk is going to be the crazy uncle. Like, let's be real.
I'm going to be anytime they need a sitter. Uncle Hawk is available. You just drop that kid right at Flanagan's and I'll be there.
Len Weiner actually called me up. He goes, we're going to do a live broadcast from the ER room for the birth. Or are you in to fly on down? That's the new Hawk bit for that.
Well, let's hope the birth doesn't happen in the ER room. All right, Zach Gelb.
The hospital. You know what I mean? Come on, hospital. Come on.
Spoken like a guy who's never had a baby before, right?
Not that I know of. Yes, all right.
Yes, Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. We'll see you, Gelby.
You got it. Some call me the Antonio Cromartie of Sports Talk Radio, for crying out loud.
He appears on stations like Cromartie has. Who cares? All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.